haters, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of Common Sense Gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Telephone number is, and there's an open line. If you want to jump real quick, at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The contest picture has not been identified yet, so you can win one of our natural organic certification courses. Go to dirtdoctor.com, and it's right there on the homepage. It rotates with those other photographs up there at the top of the page. Some people have guessed online. Abelia has been guessed. Father Gilla and Guava have been guessed, all incorrect. I made it harder than I realized I was making it by cropping in so tightly on the shot, on the photograph of the flower. It's a very common plant, native in this part of the world, and it's give you a little tip. It's an ornamental, speaking of size, tree. And it's a good one. It's a plant that I like a lot. So if you want to try the contest, you can call on the show or send an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or go through the Ask Howard way of going. Either way, it's fine. Maggie in Fort Worth, I bet our friend. Maggie, what's up?
Well, your remarks on your asparagus. Mine was doing pretty much the same thing. And
really?
Sometimes you can pick the small ones and they're, you know, you can eat them. But they didn't seem to be as robust. They were kind of flimsy trying to break them off for some crisps.
Oh, yeah. They're thinner than a pencil. Real, real thin and fast growing and go to fern quickly.
Well, I just decided to give them a few days from not harvesting anything, figuring that small, maybe it's new growth or something. And I looked out there now, and I have some big ones that have come up and have gone too far to pick. So I think that I'm not sure if there's this new growth that got propagated during the winter from the roots or something, and the robust ones are coming up now, but I'm seeing both.
Okay, good. That's good news. I was afraid that we might not have very good production, but I think people are probably going to have to cut some of the foliage away to allow enough sunlight for those big spears to come on. What does it look like in yours?
It's not so dense yet that'd
be a problem. Okay.
It's a problem, but they certainly are drooping all over the place. They're not just staying upright. I have a piece of chicken wire suspended on a couple of fence stakes to kind of let them lean against, and they're beside the house, and it keeps them upright and out of everything else, and they're just sprawling all over the place, so I'm having to reposition them.
I'm going to probably cut quite a few of them away. It's really interesting, and it's obviously a common condition. If you're having it in Fort Worth and people down in San Antonio were seeing the same thing, and I'm having it in Dallas, so it's just got to be the weather, a weather-related deal.
I think so.
Yeah. I appreciate the report.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Maggie. Let's go next to Midlothian, Texas, and talk to Ron. Hey, Ron.
Hello, Howard.
What's up?
Well, I've got several hundred feet of irises.
Okay.
And I've got grass growing in it.
Oops.
And so, you know, digging out the grass is just not an option.
Well, it's the only one you got, Ron.
Oh, boy. Nothing that'll kill the grass and leave the irises alone?
No, no. You know, the iris foliage and the rhizomes and everything are going to be a lot more tender than, I assume, it's Bermuda grass.
Yeah.
So, no, there's nothing you can spray that's not going to hurt your irises.
Mm-mm-mm. I wonder, can I use something that would kill the grass around it?
Well, you can use the vinegar sprays. You can use the fatty acid product like the BioSafe and all. But, you know, those are selective herbicides. And if they hit the foliage, they're going to burn the foliage too.
Oh, Lordy.
I tell you, probably about the only thing you're going to be able to do is wait until just try to keep it hand-pulled and cut back as much as you can. And then in the fall, take the whole bed up and divide it and take that as, you know, use that as an advantage to divide the plants.
Well, I wish I only had about 10 feet of it, but we're talking several hundred feet.
What kind of irises are they? Siberian? Are they dry?
Well,
soil types?
Most of it is the real old type of irises. This is down at the farms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And since then, now, of course, I've added a lot of hybrids to it, but so there's a huge mixture of them.
Boy, I don't know what to tell you. You know, we've got a select. In fact, I'm about to use it in my backyard. I was going to do it yesterday, but the rain was coming. We have a selective herbicide on the market for turf, and it can be used in ground covers, I guess, in certain situations. But it will kill the weeds, broadleaf weeds and crabgrass and things like that, and not kill Bermuda, St. Augustine, Zoysia, and things like that. You don't want that. You want just the opposite. You want to kill the Bermuda. See?
Right,
so
right.
That won't work for you. So the only thing that's going to work is a contact killing spray.
Yep.
That you're going to have to rig up some way to spray it so it's surgically precise, just going
right
on the grass and not hitting the irises.
Right. Yep. Well, all right. Sounds like I got a little manual labor to do.
I wish I had better news for you, but that's just facts of life on that deal. You just can't let the Bermuda get started in a perennial bed like that.
Right. All righty. Well, I thought you could pull a miracle out of your hat, but I'll have to wait a while. Right. I guess.
Well, if you come up with something, call us, and we'll make
sure
you famous with your solution, okay?
Righty.
All right. Talk to you. Let's go, and there's an open line at 866-444-3478. Here's Ann, Corsicana, Texas. Hi, Ann.
Hey, so let's talk about asparagus first.
Right.
Mine is doing the same thing as yours. Now, I don't know if you've actually tried eating it, but as a matter of morbid curiosity, I popped one up off the ground yesterday. They are almost flavorless. And they taste almost chlorophyll deficient. There isn't that richness and flavor, but the thing is it goes almost straight to that stalky, unpleasant.
Right.
You shouldn't
I noticed the same thing, yeah.
And then we're having the same thing also with our methylene plums. We have two. One has fruit on it, and the other one has not opened flowers yet, which is kind of weird. They're not exactly next to each other. There's probably a couple of hundred feet between the two of them, maybe 300 feet, but still there's such a difference between the two of them. It's night and day.
It's got to be related to the roller coaster weather also, just like this asparagus thing that we're talking about. I've never seen, there may be more to it than, you know, there may be some air pollution, relativity. There may be some other things, but I think it's just that tremendous change of temperature that we had.
And our broccoli is already putting up, instead of the large head growth, we're going straight to little heads.
Well, you know, I noticed some broccoli in a garden center the other day that were still little bitty plants in the transplant containers that were already setting heads, tiny little heads, you know.
I know.
So, same thing, yeah. Well.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you about a product that I saw in one of the many garden pages through Facebook. I got an ad that came up for a product called Supernal Sublime Fulvic, F-U-L-V-I-C, acid at a 95% concentration. Now, they say that this stuff will detoxify soil of herbicides, pesticides, heavy metal, enhances absorption of food and water into the plant, and they're trying to claim that maybe they claim that it might be a replacement or a substitute or enhancement with sunlight to increase and improve photosynthesis.
Well,
they were selling this stuff for $36.05 a pound.
Yeah. Well, fulvic acid is just one, I say just, it's a very important one of the organic acids, just like humic acid and several others. It's definitely something good. You get fulvic acid along with a lot of the basic things that we recommend all the time. There's fulvic acid in seaweed and fish and probably most everybody's compost and compost tea. You know, that's one of the common organic acids, buying it extra and using it like you're talking about might be fine, but it's not worth a huge amount of money.
Not at that price.
No. I'd probably pass if it looks like it's too expensive. Stick with the other basic things we talk about. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I've got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Dram is celebrating 75 years of design and manufacturing of quality watering tools. Create the softest shower of rain in your garden with the one-touch rain wand. Easily switch between watering flowers, cleaning off sidewalks, and washing your car with the Revolution 9-pattern spray gun. Put some Dram color in your garden this season. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, is available at your local independent garden center. Visit Dram on Facebook or at dram.com.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on biosafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with biosafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. Biosafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. Biosafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth:
Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Hey, Howard, back with you. A couple of quick things before we go back to the phones, and that number is 866-444-3478. One of the things that we were talking about with people, a couple of questions coming in, and Bob and I were talking about it the other day as well, is jicama, growing jicama. For some reason, I think that it's considered an exotic plant and hard to grow or something, and nothing could be further from the truth. It's very easy to grow from seed, and it's a pretty plant, great big old viney plant, and you can grow great big old jicamas in the soil and just about any kind of soil that you have. I was noticing some of the companies where you can find it real quickly were seedsavers.org, Kitazawa Seed Company, Kitazawa, Kitazawa, and Raimer Seeds. It's Reimer. They all not only have it, but they kind of act like they really highly recommend it and all that kind of thing. So that gives you three. Baker Brothers also sells the jicama seed. I guess you could buy transplants in the nurseries if you could find some that were doing it. I have seen it occasionally there, but it is very easy to grow from seed. There's also a lot of conversation for some reason about, and I guess it is a fairly common pest problem, this scale on crepe myrtles. And then related to that is the black sooty mole, which, you know, forms from the waste of the scale insects. You can get rid of the scale, that white scale, with an organic mixture. There's a couple of different ways to go. One is you can use the Garrett juice as a base and put orange oil and, you know, a little bit of soap in it, or molasses or something as well. There's molasses in the Garrett juice, so you probably don't have to do that. But orange oil is pretty deadly to it. You can also add to that, or do it separately, spinosad in the Garrett juice base and do a pretty good job with it as well. The dormant oils and things like that don't seem to work as well. But there's two other things that I want to let you know. Apparently A&M and others are recommending an incredibly bad toxic chemical, imidacloprid, for this, and drenching it and spraying it and all kinds of stuff. And this is that chemical pesticide that has become famous for being so damaging to our honeybees. And some people, some stores have agreed and were delighted about it, that they won't sell plants that have been treated with this imidacloprid. And some of them are the big stores, the big boxes and so forth. yet we've got people that are supposed to know what they're doing running around recommending this stuff still, and it really is disturbing, and it's unnecessary. You can control this problem without doing that, because the main thing that you do besides spraying what I just said a minute ago, the organic controls, if you don't fix the base of the plant, it's going to come back no matter what you do. And fixing the base of the plant means to dramatically expose the root flare. Crepe myrtles, two things. One, they have a dramatic flare. They have dramatic flares. They go out very wide, and old trees, they turn into big aprons, just beautiful part of the tree. But the other thing for you to know is that 100% of the crepe myrtles today, coming from growers to garden centers to the contractors to homeowners to be planted, are too deep in the containers. Not a little bit, but a lot. And they do it because they can get away with propagating them that way, and it helps to get real straight trunks, which I don't even like. I like trunks that have more character. But that's one of the reasons that they do it. The other is just a paradigm problem. They're used to doing it that way, and sometimes when they're dug, bald, and burlap, that process throws soil up on the top of the plant. So if you really want to get rid of this white scale and related problems on crepe myrtle and other problems as well, powdery mildew and aphids and various other things, get the flare dramatically exposed. And you can't overdo it. It's impossible to overexpose it, because overexposing the flare would mean that the plant's dangling up in the air, and you can't do that. So get the flares exposed, and you can get those problems under control. But in the meantime, you can spray them with Garrett juice as a base, orange oil, spinosad, some of those kind of things. Don't spray it all over the place. Just very surgically and precisely on the plant that has the problem, okay? Let me see where we're going. It's Alan in Grapevine next up. Hello, Alan.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well, thank you, sir.
Good morning from Grapevine.
Yes,
I heard
sir.
Your caller a few minutes ago say something about the grass growing in his flower beds, and you were explaining that he couldn't spray for fear that the other plants would die from the spraying. So I thought maybe a roller could work. If he was to roll it on, since it's grass, he could roll around the plants and prevent the spray from getting on his other plants.
That might help. That might keep the damage to the irises down in certain cases. You'd still have to be careful not to splash it and splatter it on the irises.
Right, right. So well, that was just an option I thought I'd throw out there for him. And, you know, sure beats sitting on your knees all morning long picking weeds out of your flower bed. Much funner thing to do than that.
I like the tip. Thanks. I got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain the lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically, because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we haven't heard from Dottie in a while, but she is back with us, Paris, Texas. Hi, Dottie.
It is another one of God's beautiful days.
Do you have sunshine over there yet?
Yes, sir. We got lots of sunshine, but it's cold out there.
It is cold today. My plants that I moved out of the greenhouse are shivering and not happy with me today.
Well, mine are doing the same thing. They said, "What are you doing to me?" It's time to plant your marigolds in your garden when you start doing your gardening.
Do you do spring marigolds and for the fall as well?
I just plant marigolds in there. But I just have them the year, well, all summer long. But it keeps the rabbits out of the garden.
It works well for you,
it
huh?
It works great. Also, it helps to encourage the bees for your pollination.
Oh, yeah, and it's pretty, too. So I don't have a problem at all with that idea.
I talked with the people last year, and I told them that, and they said, "I've got a lot of problems with the rabbits." I said, "Try this." "Oh, that won't work." I said, "Prove me wrong."
Yep, I think it's great.
Later, I see them, and they say, "I got lots of rabbits all around, but they're not eating up my garden."
Do you see any control of squirrels with the same idea?
No.
They go right through it, huh?
That doesn't. Yeah. I haven't found anything that discourages the squirrels. I like the squirrels, but except I don't like them getting into my birdhouses and getting the eggs from my birds. I got lots and lots of birds.
Yeah.
But they will sure tear them up.
It's interesting that the marigold is so repulsive to rabbits for some reason.
They don't like them.
Yeah.
Don't like
Dottie,
it at all.
Thank you. Good to hear from you.
You the same, sir. Make it a blessed day.
Okay. We'll see you later.
All right.
Let's, well, we've got somebody wants to guess, and by the way, somebody guessed chokecherry online, which is not correct. Let's see what Nick has for us in Chicago. Hey, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
What's up?
Hey, yeah, you know, I was, all this talk about asparagus got me thinking, over the last couple of years, I've been trying to kind of do some mental notes, and I'll jot some stuff down. I've noticed asparagus actually up here in Chicagoland is kind of an indicator plant for the spring tent caterpillar larva.
Oh yeah,
So my folks have some property, and they have a bunch of wild asparagus grow, and I marked them out, and I'd go and look around, and as the asparagus are starting to sprout, you come across, like, let's say a black cherry tree seedling, and you'll see the larva crawling up the side of the tree.
Okay.
And it was definitely interesting for timing wise. But I guess the main thing I called was for the contest picture. Is it a magnolia?
Not a magnolia. Magnolia doesn't have a flower like that. But I appreciate your
I figured when
tip.
when you started mentioning crepe myrtle, and I was like, man, you know, and starting mentioning ornamental plant, and I'm like, okay, crepe myrtles, maybe a magnolia, you know, we're stuck. Because when you describe that scale, my sister-in-law has exactly what's going on, and just I have to get over there and take care of it.
Where is her place?
She's there in Chicagoland, too.
With crepe myrtles?
No. Jeez, no. No crepe myrtle. No, she's got a big old nice magnolia, but it has a white scale that you're talking about, and we definitely need to do the sick tree treatment and get that base exposed, because that flare is not exposed.
Yeah.
When you were describing flares, and I was thinking about, you know, American elms, sometimes when we'll do a tree removal and that final cut, and you know, that flare on those American elms, that's the kind of flare you're looking for.
That's right.
You know, like when somebody has a really, back in the day, there was those fancy clocks on the walls. It was a cookie cutter of a cross section, you know, and it had that all over the place. Looks like a continental shape. Of some sort, you know.
Yeah, the flare should be so dramatic on a tree that you should be able to stand on it. So,
yep.
A lot of people just don't realize how important it is. But more and more people are figuring it out. The magnolia also has a very dramatic flare, and if you see actual roots going out from the flare visible, that's fine. The magnolia tends to like that condition too, if it fits the garden space it's in.
Oh yeah, it was funny. My mother would always holler at me. Oh, you're cutting too close to the tree. There's roots there. You're going to cut them. Well, that means you're cutting too close to the tree. Get away. Make a bigger mulch ring.
Right.
You know. So anyway,
well, Nick, thanks.
Thanks a lot, sir. That was my thing. You know, I was going to say, when I tell people, when I help people plant their trees, I always put my arms, my hands together at the wrists, and put my feet out, my fingers out. And so that way it looks like two little trunks with your hands. And I always explain, you know, when you're putting them in the soil, you know, you want your fingers in the dirt, but not your hands, not the palms.
There you go. There you go.
So,
I like that. That's a good idea. A good
way
to explain.
All right, sir. Thanks so much. You have a great rest of your day. I love your show.
Thank you, even Nick. We'll talk to you later. Let's go to Danny in Bosque County. I'm sure it is. What's up?
Yeah, it's Bosque County. Hey, Howard, we have 2 gallons of Garrett juice in our house that I don't know froze, but probably did during the two only cold hits we had this winter. Are they okay?
Yeah, I don't think freeze is going to do much damage. You may foul up some of the biological activity in the Garrett juice, but Garrett juice is more about producing biological activity in the soil than providing it with the product. And I don't think that the freezing hurts any of the properties of the ingredients, you know, the apple cider vinegar, seaweed, molasses. I don't think there's anything damaged at all.
Well, the containers don't feel like they're swollen or anything like that. So I figured everything was okay. I just didn't know about if it killed much or a whole lot. So.
I don't think there's much damage at all, Danny. I don't think it'd be a problem at all. You could probably store it frozen You know, if you made a whole big batch and you were going to keep it a long time, keeping it stored frozen probably wouldn't be a bad idea. So I don't think it's going to hurt anything at all.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'm glad to know my stuff's good. Thanks, Howard. Appreciate your show.
Thank you, Danny. Let's talk to Emmy in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Hi, Emmy.
Good morning. I haven't been able to hear your whole show today, but I was wondering if you could tell me when is the best time to separate and transplant strawberries?
Well, it really depends on what kind you have. Some of them are perennial, and we just kind of leave them in place all the whole time. Do you know what kind of strawberries that you have?
They have one fruiting time in the spring.
Okay.
I don't remember the name of them. I got them in Ohio.
Okay. Generally, we do that kind of thing in the fall. But you can basically do it anytime you want to, but you don't want to do it now because you're going to mess up the production for this spring. You see what I mean? If you disturb them now, you're going to really hurt your production that's going to be coming up, you know, right around the corner. So,
I thought because you planted them in the spring, they could be separated.
No, because, see, what they're doing right now is they're starting to grow. Well, they're going to be starting to grow. You might be okay because y'all are still colder than we are here.
Oh, Lance, we got 3 or 4 inches last night of snow.
Yeah, you could go ahead and move them around because they haven't started growing yet. What I don't want you to do is start dividing them and doing that kind of thing once they're growing and trying to set their fruit. So based on your conditions there, you can go ahead and do it now.
Okay. Do I also fertilize when I get them?
Yeah, I would. We fertilize the soil with the organic program, Emmy. We're not really fertilizing the plants directly as much as people do with the synthetic fertilizers, the soluble stuff. So go ahead and use
just
some
the
kind
whole,
of
the whole bed, then. Just...
Yeah, yeah. Fertilize the whole bed. Use one of the organic blends that has alfalfa in it, or get some alfalfa meal. That'd be a great choice for the strawberries. You can drench as they start to grow with the Garrett juice mixture, and you should have some good production. Remember, a lot of people, I don't bring this up often enough on berries in general, but this does include strawberries, blackberries, raspberries, and all as well. The foliage is also edible to make teas. You crush the foliage and put them in teas, put different berries together, it's even better. And they're very medicinal and very good for a kind of a liquid tonic.
Does it affect the fruit, the bearing of the fruit, if you take some of the leaves off?
Well, don't do it when they're trying to set their fruit and trying to be productive. But when they're not, when the production's over is what I'm talking about, you still have a value with the leaves that are there.
Just, very good.
Just kind of keep that in mind.
May I make a comment also?
Sure.
I just want to thank you for talking about all of these conferences and things that you go to, like the Mother Earth News thing. I went to one this past week up in West Plains, American Small Farm, Bringing it back, and I was absolutely amazed. It's just like you said, there were so many presentations and demonstrations and
well, that's great.
All kinds of things. So I want to thank you for that. It was a wonderful thing that I got to go to, and I'm going to give you credit for me being there mostly because, well, Patrice Jennings, one of the main people that organized it and put it on schedule, I talked to her on the phone. But, yeah, listening to you was my main thing, so I want to thank you for that. These organic things are wonderful to
Well, that's
to.
Great. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well,
thanks for helping spread the word.
Thank you very much. I like your program.
Thank you, Amy. See you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Let's go next to West Georgia. And is the town West Georgia, Georgia?
This is Carroll County in West Georgia.
Okay. What's up?
Hey, how are you? It's Sierra.
Hi, Sierra.
I was calling about the orange oil, and I was wondering if you could be a little bit more specific as to what we're looking for when we go out shopping trying to buy it, because you mentioned the limonene, and then sometimes you read stuff and it either does or doesn't have it, or it only has a certain percentage of this or that. So what exactly are we looking for if we don't want to try to ship stuff in?
You're looking for D-limonene. D-limonene is the technical term of the extract from the orange peeling. And it's D-limonene, and sometimes it'll be in small letters, sometimes large, but that's what ought to be on the active ingredient list. It is a solvent. It comes from the orange. I mean, it's a totally natural product, but when it's in concentrated form as D-limonene, it is a solvent, and if you put it on full strength on nicely painted wood or something like that and leave it there, it can do some damage. So just realize that it is an organic tool, valuable, but it can do damage if overused. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically, so it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters.
Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, here's the weekly health tip from Real Time Pain Relief, and it's really interesting when it's about willow bark, nature's aspirin. Willow bark is sometimes used to treat chronic headaches and pain, usually from the branches of 2 to 3 year old willow trees. The white willow and the black willow, it says, are the two most common willows that are used medicinally. And it's used for things like sore feet, occasional headaches, and even for more serious pain like everyday back pain, arthritis, and things like that. There was a 2004 study published in the Journal of Rheumatology that said that osteoarthritis patients who took willow bark extract, 240 milligrams, reduced their pain. Very impressive results. So try willow bark as a natural pain reliever. And for immediate pain relief, I recommend the real-time pain relief product. It's not greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals like the GMOs, parabens, or SLS. You can get a free $10 tube with your first purchase of real-time pain relief. For details, just ask about it in your favorite store that sells those kind of products or call them at 877-787-7180 or go to the website rtpr.com, standing for real-time pain relief, rtpr.com. Back to the phones. It's David's turn in Paris, Texas. Hello, David.
Oh, hello, Howard. I have a large vegetable garden. I guess it's large. It's 30 by 80 feet.
Yes, that's large.
Yeah, and I'm getting older and older, and so I only put a few rows in it, so I leave quite a bit of space between them. I would like your experience or your opinion on a weed torch.
They're fine. I've played around with them. I guess you shouldn't play around with a torch. But, yeah, there's one called, I think the brand name is Red Dragon or something like that, and it runs off of a little propane tank that you attach to it.
That's the one I bought.
Yeah, they work well. The thing that people make a mistake on with the torches is that they tend to put it down too close and burn the plant up to a crisp, and that doesn't kill as effectively as if you hold it a little farther away, and it kind of, I don't know what the term is, but it burns it and kills it a little slower, and that gets down into the crown and kills it more thoroughly.
Do you think think it might sterilize the weed seeds that are yet to sprout?
It'll help the ones that are up near the surface. It sure will.
Okay.
I think it's a good tool. I don't know how well it works in landscaping, but in a vegetable garden situation, I think it's probably a pretty good tool.
I'll give it a try.
Let me know what you think.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, David. Let me see here. Chad's turn in Haltom City, Texas. Hey, Chad.
Hey, Howard. I heard you talking about trying to preserve crepe myrtles earlier, but I've cut one down to about 4 foot tall, and it needs to come out from in front of the house. So what's the best way to stop it from growing back this year?
Well, there's a couple of things you can do. One is cut it all the way down flush with the ground, drill holes in it, and fill the holes full of sugar of some kind, and cover it up with a little piece of carpet or something, tarp or something like that, and then you put mulch on top of that just so it looks better. And it will rot it slowly, and it'll die away. The faster way to do it, well, there's two faster ways to do it. One is to hire a landscape contractor or an arborist, tree care company, come out and grind it out with a stump grinder, and you'll be, you know, done with it in one operation. The other thing is to drill holes in it, go to the hardware store or the feed store and buy some saltpeter, which is potassium nitrate, and put the potassium nitrate down in the holes. You leave that on there just like that for a couple of weeks, and it starts destroying the cellulose in the stump. And that's all. You can just do that, and that's all if you want to. If you want to make it more thorough, you get your barbecue grill going, get some briquettes hot, you know, blazing hot and red. Put those hot burning briquettes on top of that stump that has saltpeter in it, and it'll just smolder it right into the ground, and it'll be completely gone overnight.
Okay. Well, yeah, because I can't do the West Texas deal, just pull it out with a truck, because I have a clean out line right next to it.
Nah, you don't want to do that anyway. These other ways work pretty well. Just drill some holes in it, do the potassium nitrate, and cover it up, and it'll probably take care of it. You don't even have to put the coals on it.
Okay, so just cut it flat. How long does that take to break down that stump?
It starts deteriorating the cellulose right away, and it goes slowly over a few weeks. The people use the briquettes on it to just speed up the process, but it'll probably do it in a month and a half, 2 months at the outside.
Really?
Yeah.
So just cut it flat, put some potassium nitrate and some saltpeter in it, and
yeah, in the holes, drill the holes. Larger, the bigger, the better. It'll do it.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Call us again. And hang on, Larry. I'll talk to you about azaleas off the air before I get out of here, but I got to get going now because it's time to go do a little gardening myself, see how my plants are handling this 40-degree weather that I pulled out of the greenhouse. I've enjoyed being with you. A lot of good questions. We still have the contest picture to identify. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you later.